Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Monday, August 19th. Well, the selling that was precipitated by the good rains across the drier portions of central Illinois, central Indiana, and parts of Iowa continued today. That selling started overnight, and the only contract that was able to close higher than the overnight close was September Kansas City wheat, but still lower on the day. So we had December corn finished down 6.25 cents at 374.5. Support comes in at last week's 369 low, and then below that at the contract low 363.75 put in the middle of May. We've got resistance above the market at the double top from last week at 381. And then above there at the gap, top end of the gap at 392.75. So we've got funds still long, about 30,000-35,000 contracts of corn. A little bit of a surprise there on Friday's commitment of traders report that they didn't exit more of those positions on the sell-off Monday and Tuesday after Monday's report. Taking a look at wheat, we've got SEP down 5.25 cents at 465.5. They took out the August 13th 65.5 low, traded down to 64 and bounced back. Next target, if we move lower, could be the May 16th low at 453.25. Funds are long about 3,000-4,000 contracts in the Chicago contract. Taking a look at Kansas City, September finished down 3 cents at 391.25. Support comes in at the contract low from August 14th, 380.75. And you've got the funds now building a short position there, about 30,000-32,000 contracts short in the Kansas City contract. Taking a look at beans, November finished down 13.25 cents at 866.5. They took out the support from the last week there around 870. We had a couple of closes there and made it down to 866.5. Next support level could be around that 860 level. So we will have to see between there and 858 when beans rallied off of those lows. So keeping an eye on that. Market is paying attention this week to the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. They've begun with kind of western and eastern legs in Iowa, Indiana, parts of South Dakota. Right now, the numbers that are coming in, without getting too deep in the numbers, I'd say is they are pretty variable, with corn yields ranging from anywhere from below 100 bushels per acre to as high as 254. Bean pod counts anywhere from 340 to 1300. So again, a lot of variability in the spots they're headed to. We will have to see how things pan out. They finish up in Rochester, Minnesota on Thursday. Good rains also forecast over the next 5 to 7 days for good portions of the Midwest. So again, even though the crops are running late, these rains are beneficial, and we will have to see how things turn out and get a better idea of how good these genetics are in this quite unusual trading year. So that's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.